Good morning. Today our question is, when we're doing Nefilas Apayim during Tachanun, on which side or which arm should we do the Nefilas Apayim? Is it the left or is it the right? And last time we saw various shitas on this, and today we're going to look at the Psak of Lacha of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin says follows, when you do Nefilas Apayim, the minag is Lahatos al tzad smol, that we indeed lean on the left arm. And the simple understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is that is done both for Shachris and for Mincha, and that is going to even be the case when you have your tefillin on your left arm. Nonetheless, you still would turn on your left arm. The Ramah adds on, there is an opinion that says not on the left hand, but the right hand. And then the Ramah paskins va'ikra, what really should be done is that it depends the davening. During Shacharis, when you have tefillin on your hand, then you should do it on your right. In other words, the tefillin is typically on the left arm, so then you should lean on your right, because it would not be covered for the tefillin to be leaning on them, on the left arm. So we switch to the right, but on Mincha, when you don't have tefillin on your left arm, accordingly, yata al smolo, that is when we indeed lean on our left. So in other words, based on that, the default is the left arm, but if you have tefillin on your left arm, then you would switch to the right arm. That is the opinion of the Ramah. The Levush, who lived a little bit after the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, brings that indeed there are two opinions on this. Should it be on the left arm? Should it be on the right arm? Then he says, indeed, there's a compromise view. The compromise view is what we just saw in the Ramah, that it depends. If you're wearing tefillin, then you switch to the right. Otherwise, you're on your left. And then he brings another view. He says as follows, V'ani shamati apshar. I heard another pshar, another compromise. Shegam b'shachris, even during shachris, when you have tefillin on your left arm, nonetheless, you will still lean on your left arm. But what you do is, you turn a little bit to the right. You have tefillin on, so don't lean right down, don't lean to the left, lean a little bit to the right. And during Mincha, you're also going to lean on the same arm, you're going to lean on the left, but because you're not having tefillin on, you're going to lean to the left, not to the right. Then he says, V'chein ra'is in the Agim, I saw people doing this minhag, that they're always on the left, even if they have tefillin on their arm, but when they have the tefillin on, they lean to the right, they tilt their head to the right. It's on the left hand, but they tilt their head to the right. When they don't have tefillin, they tilt it to the left. So he says, that I saw people nohig that way, V'chein ro'i linhog. And he says, that is the appropriate minhag to do, or it is an appropriate minhag to do, because it fulfills the Kabbalistic needs as well. So that is the next opinion. So in other words, where we are right now is there's an opinion that you do it on the right side. There's an opinion you do it on the left side. We have the opinion of the Ramah that you do it on the left side unless you wear a tefillin. And then we have the opinion brought by the Levush that you're always on the left side, but if you have tefillin, you turn to the right a little bit, you tilt your head to the right, otherwise you tilt your head to the left. Now the Eliyahu Rambah brings in the name of the Shiboleh Halekit the following question. Based on the Ramah that we saw, that he's concerned that you should be on the left, but if you have tefillin on your left hand, it's a bit of a bizayin, it's a bit of a disgrace to put your head down on the tefillin. So he says as follows, Mishum bizayin letefillin leka lemichash. Who says there's a bizayin for the tefillin? Look where the box of the tefillin is located. The box of the tefillin is up on your upper arm, on your bicep, where you lean is on the bottom of your arm, towards the bottom of your arm, the second half of your arm, which is on the tefillin straps. That's not considered a bizayin. A bizayin would be to the bias, to the house of the tefillin itself, but that's all the way up your arm. You're not leaning on that. So accordingly, the Eliyahu Rabbah concludes as follows, the chayin ani omer, my opinion, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, shira'oi, lean hog al kopanim kipshara shikasav alavash lavush. Accordingly, you should be noheg like the compromise that was brought by the lavush. In other words, always be on the left hand. There's no bizayin for the tefillin, and simply turn a little bit to the right when you have your tefillin on your arm. So the next opinion is as follows, that there we have it. We have a bunch of views, left hand, right hand, depends. If you have tefillin on, then move to the right, otherwise the left. And now we have the other opinion of the Levush, and that's what the Eliyahu Rabbah brings, to always be on the left, but if you have tefillin on, tilt a little bit to the right. So there is another opinion as follows, that you would actually do Nefilas Apayim on both arms. You put both arms together, one on top of the other, and you do Nefilas Apayim on that. Then what you would do is you would have your left arm upper, higher up, because that's the prevalent opinion that we do the Nefilas Apayim on the left arm, unless you have tefillin on that arm, and then we want to avoid leaning on the tefillin. We said it's a bezayin of the tefillin, a disgrace for the tefillin. Accordingly, then, during Shacharis in particular, you would put your right arm on top of the left hand, and you'd be doing the actual Nefilas Apayim on the top arm, which is the right arm, although both arms are being laid together, one on top of the other. So that's another opinion. However, the Mishmar HaShalom, who brings this, says, V'ein ani noheg chen, I am not noheg to do this. The Harei Ikar Atam Ibnei Shein Kavod LaTefillin, the main concern here is why we're not even doing the Nefilas Apayim on the left arm when you have tefillin on it, because it's not the covered for the tefillin. And now you want to tell me that I should put my two arms one on top of each other, and if I'm putting tefillin on, I put the right arm on top of the left arm. That's even more of a disgrace to the tefillin than I'm putting my right arm, which doesn't have tefillin, on top of the left hand, which does have tefillin, trying to avoid disgracing the tefillin by putting the right arm on top of it. But that's an even bigger disgrace than having the left arm on top, the left hand out, and putting my head right directly on top of the tefillin strap. So that's the Mishmar HaShalom. So there we have it. We have numerous views on how this is done, and obviously each person should stick with his own minhag, but it seems to be that the prevalent minhag is like the Ramah, that we do Nefilas Apayim on the left arm unless we have tefillin on it, and then we switch over to the right arm. Have a wonderful day.